The plate became available on December 28th, but Indiana Youth Group Director Mary Byrne says it was a long process.
We first applied for it in 2008, and then the second year was 2009, and we were declined because we didn't meet a requirement.
According to Byrne, the Bureau of Motor Vehicles did not give a reason for its refusal, so the group contacted the ACLU and filed a lawsuit against the state. BMV spokesman Greg Lubson says the group simply failed to meet the state's requirements.
They were rejected for, one, not having statewide impact, and then the second time were rejected because they were intended to use the funds generated for the license plate to pay for salaries of employees, which we do not allow.
The lawsuit was settled out of court with the condition that another application would probably be approved. The specialty plates cost $40 each, with $25 going directly to the organization.
And that's going to go to direct services for the young people. That will either be programming here at the activity center, or it will help support our work in the high schools around the state.
As of Monday, the group had sold 32 license plates and must sell or renew 2,000 plates in the first 4 years in order to continue production. For WFIU News, I'm Dalton Main.